With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. A major Western U.S. utility is speeding up plans to use less coal-fired power over the next decade. Today, Portland, Oregon-based PacifiCorp said it plans to reduce coal-fired generation by two-thirds by 2030. The utility intends to implement a big build-out of wind and solar energy and to use batteries to store and deploy solar power. Utility officials say federal tax incentives make wind and solar less expensive for their 1.9 million customers in California, Idaho, Oregon, Utah, Washington, and Wyoming. The proposal would hasten closure of a Montana power plant and partial shutdown of three coal-fired plants in Colorado and Wyoming. PacifiCorp already planned to partially or entirely close three other coal-fired power plants in Arizona, Colorado, and Wyoming by 2030. A California man was sentenced to federal prison after claiming he had oil leases on the Blackfeet Indian Reservation in order to defraud investors of millions. The Missoulian reported Tuesday that 63-year-old Joseph Brent Loftus was sentenced to more than 8 years on multiple accounts of wire fraud and money laundering. A judge ordered Loftus to pay $7.8 million in restitution to investors and forfeit another $1.6 million. Prosecutors say Loftus had solicited $3 million from investors while claiming to own oil leases on a northwest Montana reservation. Prosecutors say he also claimed oil and gas leases in Oklahoma and Texas. Loftus was convicted by a jury in 2018, 3 years after indictment. Prosecutors say they argued for 20 years imprisonment due to past prison time. Missoula businesswoman and philanthropist Whitney Williams announced today she's running for governor. She's the fourth Democrat to enter the race. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Williams launched her first campaign for public office in a video Thursday morning and then rallied a small group of supporters on the state capitol steps in Helena that afternoon.
I'm Whitney Williams, and I'm running to be your next governor.
Williams says she will protect public lands, bring down prescription drug costs, support economic development and public education, and never support a sales tax. Williams has deep political ties in Montana. Her father, Pat Williams, represented the state in U.S. Congress for 9 terms from the late 1970s to early 1990s. Carol Williams, her mother, was the first woman to serve as the state Senate minority and majority leader. Whitney Williams is the founder and CEO of Williams Works, a business that helps companies and organizations like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation pursue philanthropic projects around the world. She says she moved her business to Missoula 3 years ago after working between Montana and Seattle, Washington for more than a decade. In her campaign announcement, Williams focused attacks on current Republican congressman and gubernatorial candidate Greg Gianforte.
And with friendship and respect to those running in this Democratic primary, I can and I will defeat Greg Gianforte.
Dan Duffy, a spokesperson for Greg Gianforte, says the Republican is focused on bringing a, quote, positive message, end quote, Greg's message is resonating with Montanans, unquote. The campaign manager for Republican Tim Fox says Williams is a, quote, well-connected insider, unquote, and Fox, not Gianforte, is Republicans' best chance at winning the governor's seat. State Senator Albert Olszewski is also running in the Republican primary race. The Democrats Williams faces in the primary include State House Minority Leader Casey Schreiner, former State Representative Riley Neal, and Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney. Cooney issued a statement Thursday welcoming Williams to the race. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio News.
Cropland, golf courses, lawns. None are safe from feral hogs that Montana livestock officials say are potentially poised to invade the state. Kevin Trevelyan has more.
Officials received reports several months ago that wild Canadian pigs were merely 6 miles from the Montana border. Tawny Szymanski with the State Department of Livestock says the invasive animal species could pose significant problems for Montana's agriculture sector.
They have tremendous destructive capabilities. They will root into any sort of ground cover. They are predatory in nature. They carry a whole host of diseases that could potentially spread to other livestock species and to people.
The state legislature made feral hogs a prohibited species in 2015. Since then, numbers from a University of Saskatchewan study indicate growing populations in the Canadian province. The Livestock Department has been working with state fish, wildlife, and parks and the Federal Wildlife Services to aerially surveil the northern border for swine. To Szymanski's knowledge, none have crossed into Montana yet. But she says that could happen, quote, at any time. Szymanski says Wildlife Services will kill any encroaching hogs. Montana residents who spot one are encouraged to call the livestock department and, quote, squeal on the pigs. Kevin Trevelin, Montana Public Radio.
Federal prosecutors have announced plans to prosecute crimes in Montana involving $20,000 or more taken from older people. Officials say the announcement comes after the U.S. Department of Justice made elder exploitation a nationwide focus. Governor Steve Bullock has once again failed to qualify for the primary debate stage in his bid for the presidency. Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
The fourth Democratic presidential primary debate will air in 2 weeks, and Governor Steve Bullock won't be there. He has yet to break into the top 12 Democrats in the race. It's the third time he's failed to meet the minimum funding and polling threshold to participate. So far, he's appeared in one of the three televised debates, participating in the second Democratic debate in July. The Democratic National Committee, along with debate hosts CNN and the New York Times, determined the qualifiers in May, according to the DNC. Candidates must get 2% or more support in at least four polls, and for donorship, they must get 130,000 donors and at least 400 different donors per state in a minimum of 20 states. The organizers determined Bullock did not qualify. The debate is scheduled for October 15th in Westerville, Ohio. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Montana Governor Steve Bullock is pushing back against fundraising laws that have allowed federal office holders seeking the presidency to transfer millions from their existing campaign accounts. Bullock has struggled to break through the crowded field of the 2020 Democratic presidential hopefuls and has spent years pushing for more restrictions on the influence of money in politics. Today, he released a plan that bars members of Congress and the president from holding on to money in their campaign accounts after an election. The plan also calls for barring federal office holders from fundraising for their first half of their term in office. Many of his fellow candidates, including Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, have been able to transfer millions from their Senate campaign accounts to their presidential campaigns. Peyton Butler, Montana Public Radio.